You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you noticed or not, but the battle that's taking place, the battle in America, you're seeing, you know, voices rise up. We gave the prophetic word and we shared for Gaunt, I believe it was, the anchors will be falling, news anchors will be falling out of their seats, that, you know, things are shifting, that, you know, Jezebel's prophets are on top of mountains and they're prophesying that it won't work and the country's not good and our history's not good and our founding fathers were bad and that there's not, this is not a Christian nation. At the same time, we've been prophesying on VFN TV. We've been, and many believers have been prophesying the truth about God, the truth about our nation. And you've got this battle going on. There's going to be five phases in this battle. We're in the, President Trump started the third phase, and we're going into the fourth phase. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Is this not, this is right on time, is it?
This is so serious. You know, these are days not for the squirmish and definitely not for the complacent. You've got to be know that this is a fight.
Well, it'd be a shame. It'd be a shame not to know why you gave your life or gave your, you know, your, what did the founding fathers said that they said they would give their wealth, their reputation.
Their sacred honor.
Their sacred honor. And they were willing to lay it all down. If it didn't work, they were not going to live. And at this point right now, Satan don't want you to live if you're a believer. He doesn't want this nation to go in the direction of God and to support Israel and to go back to our founding fathers and to be who we are and who we're called to be. But we are going to be. But the question is, you need to understand this times and the season that we're in. As a matter of fact, we're going to join Lance Waldo right now. He's on the Jim Baker Show talking about these five phases in battle. And he's going to talk about the third phase and the fourth phase. Check it out.
Cyrus, what? What does it mean?
Yeah.
It means that we are in a five-phase battle for Western civilization. Donald Trump is phase three. The fact that the church doesn't know its own prophetic timeline is shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's five stages to the battle to recover America and the West.
Wow.
Donald Trump is stage three. We're hitting the fourth one right now. And in fact, it's interesting about, you mentioned about Billy Graham, because Lester Sumrall's grandson called me when Billy Graham was lying there in the Capitol. And he said, do you know what day today is? I said, yeah, Billy Graham's in the Capitol. He goes, no, today is the Feast of Purim.
That's right.
He said, today is a prophetic timeline. Seek God. And I realized something. God has what's called boundary markers prophetically in history. You look back on it, you say, this is when we became a nation. And then July 4th becomes a boundary item. Mm. It's now a boundary item. When the Feast of Purim took place, it was when the Jews were in the crisis of whether they could exist in another country or not, just like whether Christians can exist in America anymore. And it was decided that a deep state coup was going to set things up to take away the right of God's people to exist. And that was exactly what was happening with our modern day Cyrus. And Esther, this is the chapter of Esther, this hidden saints. Mm-hmm. And she makes her appeal. And the thing was reversed. Billy Graham was a boundary item. On the day in which the Jews had to fight for their right to exist, the intercessor who took us and the evangelist who took us from 1948 to his death, 99 years, basically was a simple statement saying, there, that era is over. Mm. From now on, you're going to have to fight for your right to exist.
Wow.
Wow. From now on, you're going to have to fight for your right to exist. You're going to have to wake up. It's time to wake up. I just think about, you know, Josiah Johnson, when he got a dream in this particular encounter with, it was a dream with Steve Hill, and he literally took him and just shook him, you know, and just said, wake up! And it's God's telling the whole church to wake up. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Jeremiah Johnson on our program soon, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But even at that one moment when Reverend Billy Graham was being placed in honor by our president, and he proclaimed that day that evangelism, let his mantle be spread throughout the land, God spoke also to John Ramos, as a matter of fact, right?
Yes.
We shared about it at the Dream Center.
We sure did. In fact, there's a night vision that the Lord gave me, and I shared it at the Dream Center. I want you to take a look. And in this dream, Brother Greg and I were in Canada, and we were in, Canada. Yeah. So, but we were in this hotel lobby, huge hotel, very modern, big. And in the center of the hotel, there was a lot of church leaders just everywhere. I guess they would have come internationally, but they're everywhere. But these were all church leaders. And in the center of this meeting, very relational, was this table. And there's a national prophet that was holding this meeting. And we were sitting there at the table talking. And what the prophet was saying was that the Reformation, this was the beginning of the launch of this Reformation. And on February 28th is when it's going to be launched. And so we left that meeting. Okay, you know, and that was the end of the dream. But it was very specific. There was a Reformation that was occurring.
And it began.
And the launch date was February 28th.
And so February 28th is the day that our president, you know, he said, I want to honor Reverend Brother Graham. I want him to have the highest honors. And he decided that, and also did the Speaker of the House.
Paul Ryan
and the
Mitch McConnell
said that we want instantly. They said it was an easy answer. We want to honor him. And so that day is the 28th of February when that's happening. 28th of February, and the whole world is watching. So when you see what you see today, realize that happened on February 28th, and God told us, as he always has, he's telling us what's going to happen. And the reforming of the church, you have to understand the church is doing weird things and not even, they're wasting so much energy on so many things.
I did not know this, but his daughter, Billy Graham's daughter, Anne Graham Lotz, she said that the day of his passing was significant because it was had to do, as they researched it, it's the same day that Moses had died as well.
Oh, wow.
And so it was the representation. It was a transition. Yeah, he would have hated that for sure.
Yeah.
But it was a transition of what's
happening. He wouldn't hate Moses. He's like, why would you max me with Moses? Why would you compare me to him?
Right.
No, he wouldn't
hate
Moses.
He would have went loader, right.
Yeah. They built the library, and I want my name on the library. And it's just amazing. So understand the significance of this. And so God has taken that Elijah mantle that was on him where he could speak to kings and everybody and spreading it across the land to anybody who wants to really move in what's going on. And so I would say grab it and run and walk with it, right?
This is that, right?
This is that. Praise God.
As believers, we are children of the light. Thick darkness covers the people. Gross darkness covers the nation and all. He said, but kings will come to your light. It's time to raise your expectations and prepare for those conversations. And kings are kings of industry, kings of media, kings of business. It's not just some king. You have companies now that are bigger than countries and their economies and their budgets. And it's just so you got to be ready for those conversations. Make sure you go to Spotify and follow VFNKB, VFNTV, our podcast there. Download our podcast at Apple iTunes and Android and, you know, rate us. When you do that, when you download us, like us and rate us, it causes it to go out to many more people because it's a computer program. You want to reach the world? Download the app, rate it, and send it out to all the world and listen to it. John, what does it mean to fight? Now listen, there's a physical fight where the people can physically get in a fight, and that's not what we're talking about. We're literally talking about, you know, fight in regards to what God would say. And we fight by standing up for truth. We fight by living a life that lines up with what God says. And we do it in love, not like ridicule and not like, you know, saying, you know, I'm better than you. We understand that personally, that's how we just live our life before God, who we love, and who dwells inside of us. And by us doing that, the second thing we fight is we unify.
Yeah.
We come together. John 17, 23, Psalms 133 says that when we come together, that's a powerful witness to the people who don't know God, that first of all, that they're going to be destroyed by things happening if they don't know God, and you'll be saved by God. The other thing it does, it represents the love of God. It shows them that they're loved as much. This is what Jesus said. When we unify in him, come together, unify, deal with those divisions and things that have divided you from the body, come together that our love for each other and for him shows supernatural. I can't explain this with your mind, but when God, they see that, they know this. Look at this. They know this. They know that they're loved by God as much as he loves Jesus, his son. That's why the enemy is always trying to divide your marriage, divide your family, divide your church, divide the church in your region. That's why we have to make the extra effort to be able to forgive and come together and to unite and set aside our agendas for God's agenda. And that's one way to fight. Another is, you know, that Rick Joyner was literally shown a prophetic encounter in heaven where he saw the history in advance, you know, prophetically speaking. And he imagined like you had a big iPad and you're like pushing this timeline. He was able to keep pushing it and going forward. And he saw written already in God's history book about America, about our future, that it's going to be a second American Revolution, second Civil War taking place in America, and that is already written down already. And you can see right now the bubblings, and it's actually been happening since the 1960s, if you think about it. They've been trying to push a narrative, been trying to take God out of the schools, you know, had, you know, all the things that have been taking place. And we're in a climactical point where the enemy actually thinks it has to win now or will never win, or thinks it's going to win. But God, all he has to do is move his right arm to stop something. God took an entire army out coming against Israel with one lady with a glass of milk, cookies and a blanket, right? Yeah. I'm saying, she's like, you want some milk?
And she put dart and a pig.
She put him in the bed. She covered him up. He thought she was hiding him from them, but she was one of God's folks. And with one, she made one point. She made one accurate point, and it happened to touch him right in the center of his head. And it killed the leader of that enemy coming against them. And God's just showing, listen, it's not about the power of the enemy. It's about the power of our God. Our God is greater, but the question is, do you believe him? Do you believe he's greater? Are you more worried about what the enemy can do to you than what God himself has done and can do? You know what I'm saying?
So many people don't even know that we're in a fight. I mean, if you look at historically where we've been, so many people have checked out. They're not even watching the news media. We understand why. But if you look at the previous 8 years and what has happened with the previous administration, you can see there was so much contention. There was so much anti-God, so much against the Jews. And it's
they were literally persecution. They had Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the White House, and former President Obama literally poked Bibi in the chest, like poked him in the chest. We have this whole thing. As a matter of fact, I want you to find Angry Birds for me. I want you to see what was taking place. What was happening was the pinnacle of a Jezebelic government where, you know, this spirit, this principality Jezebel was just kicking in its heels, its anchors. The candidates that was running for office had on their shirt, it looked just like a bull with a baby inside of it. But truth was, it was a woman's reproductive system was there with the ovaries and the womb. But when you looked close at it, it looked just like Baal, you know, the bull, where they would put the babies inside the idol.
The belly.
But you got to see, this is what was going on. I want you to remember what was taking place. This is how our president treated Israel. Watch the snarls and the anger, and the whole world was seeing this anger towards Israel. Take a look.
You know, you said the other day to Jeffrey Goldberg in an interview that you plan to be around 20 years from now. Yeah. Therefore, you'll feel responsible if Iran gets nuclear by then. And I just realized perhaps you plan to be many years more around, if only to postpone the moment that Bibi comes speak at the funeral.
That was one of my better jokes.
You enjoyed the punch, did you?
That was a good joke.
You know, can we skip the part in which you tell me there's nothing personal between you two?
Yeah, you know, I will tell you this. I when I'm with Bibi, we have good conversations. They're tough, they're forceful, we disagree, but I enjoy jousting with him.
Did you enjoy the meeting? You remember the meeting 4 years ago here at the White House when he took the time to speak about some chapters in Jewish history? I could see your jaws locked.
Oh, no, I think I was probably just hungry and waiting for lunch. There's no doubt that Prime Minister Netanyahu and I come from different political traditions and have different orientations.
Listen, ever how you treat Israel is how you're going to be treated. It's a miracle that God has given us a president in 2016 that's a friend of Israel, a friend of the church, a friend of the womb, a friend of life, and moved and acknowledged Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, the eternal capital of Israel. That shifted everything. Now we're blessing Israel, which means now America can be blessed. President Trump is fighting a spirit of Jezebel. Every voice that can be used is being used. The media, it doesn't even make sense. What are they even doing? That's a spirit. Remember when Elijah was confronting Jezebel and Jezebel's prophets? Prophets mean they're speaking on her behalf, saying they're hearing from God. Well, look at all these people in the media mountain and how they're just saying, education mountain, how professors are saying things. And you're paying top dollar and having your kids borrow money to be able to pay to have them educated by a Jezebelic controlled leader who is telling your children that they shouldn't be for their country, they shouldn't be for God, they shouldn't be, you know, for you as their parents. It's like, what are we doing? We need to stop this madness. And we talk about that in VFN Kingdom Business, about taking the mountains back. We have to take the education mountain back. We have to take the government mountain back. We have to take the business mountain back, which funds all these other mountains. And it's time for us to go out and do that. And if you haven't yet joined the VFN KB community, go to vfnkbcommunity.com and get in. We just started this brand new community where we can talk to you. We have over 100,000 of you, you know, in our Facebook, but they won't let us talk directly to you. They cut us off. But if you join that community, guess what? We can be in direct communications and we can work together and unify about what's taking place, because we're into your success. I believe personally, that's why I wrote my book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, that you have to succeed. God told me prophetically that he has a wealth transfer coming for the purpose of bringing in the great harvest. But you have to get positioned for it. He also showed me that he wanted and has transferred a lot of wealth towards a lot of his people, but it's went through their hands like holes in a bowl. And you have to position yourself. You have to actually fight for success. I want to give you this for free. Go to I Will Fight. Go to vfnkb.com. Click on the book, I Will Fight, and get it for free. You know, I'll pay for to get it to you, the book, and you can just pay for shipping to get it to you. But it has 10 strategies to be able to fight for your success. This fight is on. We're in these five phases. We're going in the fourth
phase.
That's right. But this comes to the point where we have to actually fight for our right to be Christians and stand up. There's a First Amendment right. Do you even know that anymore? There's a First Amendment right that says that you can speak all day long about Jesus anywhere, anyhow, that you can actually talk publicly, you can meet publicly. You look at North Korea, we talked about in a previous program. They can't do that. That's not our future unless we want that to be our future. God has a better future for us. He has something set in place that's going to just bless your socks off. But I also believe, according to Demetrius Dudum, and as he prophesied about America, that you have to pick which side you're going to be on. You know, when Elijah said, he said, choose which side you're going to be on.
Yeah.
You know, if you're for God, Jehovah God, you need to get on his side. If you're for Baal, which is, you know, this other situation that's going on, this demonic situation, it's not going to end well, because Jehu, which I believe President Trump is a Jehu, literally, he's come in and he's dealing with all the authorities that were wrong, and he's changing things out, he's changing judges out. You know, that in that literally you're looking at dealing with that spirit of Jezebel and cast her down. They cast her down. The horses trampled down, yeah. Jezebel. That's a confrontation going on. And you have to understand, everybody who's on side of Baal, they had a big Baal party. Everybody showed up like they were part of the governmental, you know, thing going on with Queen Jezebel. And what they did was, and then they went through the crowd to find out who actually was there by mistake, and they shouldn't have been at the Baal party. Jehu sent his people there, had them come out, and then they destroyed all the Baal worshipers. It was ruthless. God's bringing a division in America. If the division is good, because the division is saying, are you for God or you're not for God? Are you for the reason for this nation or not? Are you for Israel or not? You got to get on the right side. You can't be some political wishy-washy, in between, mediocre, lukewarm Christian. You have to decide what you're going to do. It could cost you everything, but let me tell you something. If you're lukewarm, it's going to cost you everything.
It will cost you
everything. Yeah, he said, I'd rather be cold or hot. If you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of his mouth. And so it's time to get on fire for God. Speaking of fighting, I think about the chaplain who prayed and cast out darkness at the White House, right? White House?
No, at Congress.
At Congress. Take a look now.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for giving us another day. This has been a difficult and contentious week in which darker spirits seem to have been at play in the people's house. In your most holy name, I now cast out all spirits of darkness from this chamber, spirits not from you. I cast out the spirit of discouragement, which deadens the hope of those who are of good will. I cast out the spirit of petty divisiveness, which clouds the sense and the desire to be of fruitful productivity in addressing the issues more appropriately before this house. I cast out any sadness brought on by the frustration of dealing with matters detrimental to the honorable work each member has been called to engage in. Pour out, O Lord, your sacred oil, as you did upon Aaron of old, anoint your servants here in the house with a healing balm to comfort and renew the souls of all in this assembly. May your spirit of wisdom and patience descend upon all, so that any spirit of darkness might have no place in our midst. Rather, let your spirit of comity, of brother and sisterhood, and love of our nation and of all colleagues in this chamber empower our better angels to be at play in the common work to be done for the benefit of all your people. May all that is done within the people's house be for your greater honor and glory. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just stand in agreement with Conroy's prayer right there over the house, the people's house. I thank you, Lord, that you show me that you're giving the house back to the people, God. We thank you that you're taking this nation back. Listen, comment below. Write to us at friendsatvfnkb.com. Comment. This is time for you to stand up boldly for what you believe in. You comment below about the fight. It's not a physical fight. It's about standing up and loving. Listen, you can, you know, I think about Dr. Martin Luther King. He says, you know, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. And that hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. It's for us to love and to shed the light of God. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. God, I pray for strength for the battle, Father God. I pray that they would wake up out of the slumber, God. Wake up in Jesus' name. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion. Take away all Jezebelic controls. Bring revival. Bring a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. We want to make sure we see you on the VFNKB community. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.